Welcome to Inside Agriculture. Ricky Klaverkamp here, filling in for McCare once again. I'm filling in till the end of the week, of course. So you'll have me for today and tomorrow, then Mick will be back on Monday. Over day two of the government shutdown, everything seems to be moving along very slowly, but that's to be expected. USDA researchers are using innovations such as artificial intelligence to locate microbes in irrigation surface water, contaminants that could cause a foodborne illness. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
A connection between irrigation surface water and potential microbial contaminants that could create a foodborne illness. Cases of such bacteria on leafy vegetables almost 50 years ago found irrigation water providing pathways for microbes. But as USDA researcher Yakov Pachevsky recalls, congressional and federal establishment of standards for microbes from a food safety perspective led to questions such as,
how representative is the small samples that we can take for the big source of water like irrigation pond, irrigation or lake? And these questions were most critical for surface water. Surface water is more susceptible to microbial pollution. And if there are any technologies that would potentially help answer these questions.
The tech questions stemming from desires for both data and cost efficiencies. So Pachevsky and colleagues at the USDA Agricultural Research Station in Beltsville, Maryland, began studies incorporating artificial intelligence.
Remote sensing and proximal sensing, including artificial intelligence to process results of measurements.
Sensors emitting light waves both in water sources and through aerial drones collect data. Artificial intelligence crunching this data creates maps to break down contaminants at microbial levels. Pachevsky says while technology provides broader sources and breakdowns of information, the human element at the farm level continues to be an essential factor.
We work with real farms because the irrigation happens on the real farms. Farmers in Georgia and farmers of Maryland were most supportive for us, and we are really thankful to these people who allowed us to do the measurements and to discuss things with them.
The result of incorporating innovations in microbial detection and surface irrigation water, more effective, cost-efficient, and quicker methods of detection of potential contaminants. And Pachevsky says these technologies are approaching broader use and application.
All the components that we are looking now are commercially available. So it's just a matter of companies or consultants or groups of enthusiasts just taking this thing, combining them together, and beginning to use it.
Recently, Pachevsky was honored for his work, receiving the Samuel J. Heyman Service to America Medal, the SABI, for his contributions as a civil servant to the public. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
We now break for the markets here on Inside Agriculture.